A long-overdue production of a Verdi opera finally has made it onto the stage in Naples. The opera was commissioned in the 1850s, but then banned by censors because it dealt with a political assassination. Verdi changed the setting and the century, and the opera was then staged and quickly became one of Verdi's best-loved works. The BBC's David Willey reports that until last night, the original version had never been performed in Italy.
They're tuning up for a first night at one of Europe's great opera houses, the San Carlo in Naples. This is a first night that's been delayed for almost 150 years. Verdi's opera, called Gustavo III, tells the story of the murder of a Swedish king at a masked ball. When Verdi first presented it to the authorities here, the opera was censored and rejected. The plot centered around the murder of a king. The throne of Naples trembled because a real king, Napoleon III, had just been assassinated in Paris by an Italian anarchist. Verdi went off in a huff. Verdi's opera has never been performed here in its original version. American opera expert Philip Gossett has painstakingly reconstructed it. Many 19th century Italian operas fell foul of the censors.
It was very common. In some cases they were small changes, in some cases they were horrible changes required. When they translated Rossini's William Tell into Italian, an opera that in French is a constant hymn to liberty, they took out every reference to liberty. And the crazy thing is that that translation, with all of the reference to liberty gone, continued to be sung in Italy way up until our time. The censorship only got worse after the revolutions of 1848. But the Ballo in Maschera was probably the absolute worst situation because there had been an attempt on the life of the King of Naples, and then there was this attempt on the life of Napoleon III.
In Paris.
In Paris. And essentially they told Verdi, you're not going to write this opera. You can't put this on in Naples.
American opera expert Philip Gossett. In the end, Verdi turned his back on Naples, did a deal in Rome, and changed all the names of the main characters in his opera commissioned by Naples. He also changed the setting to 17th century colonial America, and the rewritten opera became famous all over the world under a new name, A Masked Ball.
That report prepared by the BBC's David Willey.